Kev's mum eyed us both. Okay, but no fooling around, she muttered, turning up the television. Neighbours was on for the next half hour, so total silence would be demanded. Lugging Dad's tent between us, Kev and I snuck out the back door. At long last, we had permission to camp out, even if it was only at the end, the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we snuggled into our sleeping bags. The sun had already dipped over the horizon and shadows got longer. Kev turned on his torch and we stared at the house across the garden. Each room was glowing like yellow pumpkins. However, at the end of the garden, it was getting darker and darker, as if we were sinking into a deep pit. Stars came out like silver studs, and the moon cast an eerie silver shine over the garden. It grew colder. Kev zipped up the tent. We chatted for a while. I could see my watch giving off a strange glow. It had luminous numbers, which meant sometimes you could see them in the dark. Kev told me a funny joke about a man whose dog wore brown shoes. When we first heard it, a strange scratching noise outside the came from outside the tent. We froze. What on earth could it be? Then it came again. Something or someone was moving towards the entrance. There was a scraping noise, like somebody's rasping breath. There was no escape. All we could do is lie there waiting. Terrified, we ducked deep into our sleeping bags and waited. My heart thumped. Kev surprised me cautiously. He reached out to pull down the tent flap. There was a sudden rush of cold air, and we looked out, flickered on the torch, and it stabbed into the darkness, picking out the intruder like a spotlight. It was a hedgehog. Taking one look with his black beady eyes, he sniffed and trundled down the garden, snorting like a waddling thrush. The next morning, Kev's mum served us egg and bacon. "All right, were you?" she asked, spreading the butter on the toast. "No probs," replied Kevin, as if it was plain sailing. Kev's mum looked again and raised an eyebrow. I could see she wasn't fooled.